USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It was a busy third day of public hearings on Capitol Hill into President Trump and his efforts to have Ukraine launch probes into the Bidens. Former Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker.
I did not know of any linkage between the hold on security assistance and Ukraine pursuing investigations. No one had ever said that to me, and I never conveyed such a linkage to the Ukrainians. I opposed the hold on U.S. security assistance as soon as I learned about it on July 18th, and I thought we could turn it around before the Ukrainians ever knew or became alarmed about it.
Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Pence, testified she was listening in on President Trump's conversation with the leader of Ukraine.
I found the July 25th phone call unusual because, in contrast to other presidential calls I had observed, it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter.
More public hearings will be held on Wednesday and Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine filed a lawsuit against delivery service DoorDash, alleging the company misled customers about where their tips were going. Racine filed the suit against DoorDash after investigation by his office found the company used customer tips to offset its payment to workers. At the time, the company's payment structure offered its delivery workers a guaranteed payment amount for each order before accepting, and then subsidized the amount with tips customers paid through the app. The investigation by Racine's office found that DoorDash instead put tip money toward the guaranteed minimum rather than increasing the payment by the tip amount, and that while the company encouraged customers to tip, workers were typically paid the same. Racine said that DoorDash misled customers who reasonably believed that their tips would go to the workers. The lawsuit seeks a court order to direct DoorDash to pay back the tip money to its workers, as well as civil penalties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Gas prices across the nation have dropped 2.2 cents to an average of $2.59 per gallon. USA's John Clements reports.
There is a wide gap across the nation with a price at the pump in California at $3.94 a gallon, while Louisiana has the lowest at $2.16. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us those prices are expected to decrease even more in the coming weeks.
Average gas prices are likely to continue slowly drifting lower as we progress into the fall and winter months, a time of year when gasoline demand weakens and refineries are returning from maintenance season.
I'm John Clemens.
A Colorado man is sentenced for killing his girlfriend. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
Justice was brought to Patrick Frazee for this brutal, gruesome, senseless murder.
In a closely watched court case, a Colorado man, Patrick Frazee, convicted of killing his fiancée, 29-year-old Kelsey Barrett, and burning her body. He's been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. District Attorney Dan May.
She did not deserve this.
Now the DA, Dan May, discussing Frazee's on-again, off-again girlfriend, Crystal Lee, and her testimony against Frazee.
No, I just wanted to give a deal to Crystal Lee. She deserves every day that the judge may or may not sentence. He'll decide that sentence. But she deserves every single day that she gets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.